Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of 8 Days with Murph. For the first time in a long time, we're here to recap this week's General Hospital. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I've missed these recaps, haven't you, Emma?
Yes. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So, and like every Friday, well, every week for that matter, I have my a lovely and talented co-host, Emily, with me. Hey, girl.
Hey. Okay, so two things. Number one, we're going to try and do this in 15 or less. 10 or less would be great, but I don't think we're that good yet.
No.
And my mom's talking to my favorite uncle, so I'm trying to be nosy and listen to you at the same time. Anyway, sorry.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, so this week, let's roll out Prime Performer first.
Yes. For me, even though I don't like the way his character's acting right now, it was a Chad duel and also a Mara West. So.
Okay, I have three. Mara West, Rebecca Budig, and Tyler Christopher. Rebecca Budig and Tyler Christopher for that scene.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
And who did I say? Mara West for that cancer crowd.
Mara West. Because let's just face it, Mara West is just Mara West. Let's just face it.
Absolutely. Okay. Do you have a favorite moment? We're just going to do favorites tonight and try to hurry because I have to go out. But do you have a favorite moment?
I do have a favorite moment. It was when Morgan and Kiki were blackmailing Michael over that videotape.
Okay. And my favorite was, well, I have two. I really liked the scene where Carly, like, she was on the balcony and Sonny was, like, talking to her. That scene, I liked today's Spinelli and Maxie scenes, and I liked the Nicholas and Hayden. I keep wanting
Hayden
to call
thing.
Rebecca, but their scenes, I really liked that. Okay, yeah. Honestly, they have chemistry, but I don't see it as more like, I just thought it was kind of hot because he's hot. I could care less.
You know, for me, though.
I don't care who he's making out with, to be honest.
You know, for me, though, Rebecca Budig will always be Greenlee to me.
Yeah,
can't hear in any other
that's
role.
What I said. I tweeted that Greenlee had showed up. I love Rebecca Budig, though. She's, okay, I think she's
I can't hear in any other role, though. I mean, she's
yeah,
always Greenlee to me.
Well, that's like Jeannie Francis as Laura. Like, everybody sees her. You see her on another soap, and it doesn't make sense because she's Laura Spencer.
Right.
Same thing
yeah.
with Rebecca Budig. But I do love her, and I'm cool with her being
I love Rebecca Budig.
Yeah. Greenlee's here, everyone.
But, you know, I loved her on My Children, and I can't wait to see where this fake wife storyline's going.
I can't believe it was already pretty much wrapped up the week in 3 minutes. I'm like so proud of us
exactly,
right now. Okay, so
like, we're only about 4 minutes in and we've already wrapped up the week. Wow.
I know. That's pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's interesting.
I have a nap. Do you want to do? I mean, we really don't have anything to talk about because
I have four now.
You do? Go ahead.
I have four now.
Oh, that's what I was gonna do. I mean, other than announcements, we don't have anything sure. Discuss.
We don't have a BS session to get to. We don't.
Yeah, we just have announcements and we'll.
First announcement. The 14th at 6 Eastern, 5 Central, we have a Canadian country singer a fill in with us.
I think that's a cool name.
CLN, I know. That is pretty cool, isn't it?
Okay. 21st.
And the 21st is a first for the show, actually. The 21st, I have booked us a band.
That's my first. We have bands before. Well, we didn't get both at the same time, so it doesn't really count.
We have both at the same time now. So
that's awesome.
I have booked us the mother-daughter duo of Two Steel Girls. They were on a season, I believe either season 6 or 9 of The Voice. So
there hasn't been season 9.
I think it's season 6 then.
Yeah, because this is season 6 now, I think, or season 7.
Oh, this is season 7 or 8, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't this season 7 of The Voice? My mom doesn't know either. I think it's season 7.
It's 7 or 8, one of the two.
I know of them, so it had to be more recent because I watched that, so.
That's the 21st. And the 28th, we have a Nashville country singer, Megan Golden, with us. So.
Oh, what's happening the 26th? Like, aren't you, who's having a concert on the 26th?
Oh, the Springs.
Wild Horse?
Yeah, it's at Wild Horse on the 26th.
Okay, that's what I
and,
thought. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. That's 3 announcements, and my 4th announcement is this. I will be taking a time off from the show the week of...
We're there again.
The second week in May, because I'm going out of town, so...
What's the first date that week starts?
If I'm not mistaken, it is either the 15th or the 16th. So
the
15th I don't know.
Is my graduation. You're leaving the 16th.
I think it's the 16th.
Okay. So then the next
anyway,
week. Okay, I'm gonna.
I will be out of town.
I got it.
Probably the week of May 16th. So.
Okay.
So.
Dancing
with
the Stars will be wrapped by then, right?
What?
Dancing with the Stars will wrap by then, right?
Should be. So
yeah, because it's
so after our
four right now. So no, it won't be over by then.
No, it'll be over like the.
It'll be over for like a week after. Okay, cool. I can get Andy to come talk about Dancing with the Stars.
So after probably our May 8th GH recap, I'll turn the show over to you.
Cool. That means me and Kathy and Mary Beth Evans and Louie Melgar
and
not
probably,
but most likely, and Andy Hayden.
And probably Patsy.
Probably. I didn't think of that. I'll just group DM. That sounds like the
I tell you somebody that you need to get who I've had on before when a life happened with you. Her name is Laura Ashley.
I want to wait until you're back. Let's do that. But I was thinking, whenever we have Kathy, like it's like so sweet. So we'll trend that. So sweet, get it? Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Is that all?
I think that's all, probably.
I mean, there wasn't much talk about DH-wise. It's pretty much
really wasn't. I mean,
right now we're coming off the anniversary, and we're going into May sweep. So it's just filler.
Just a little bit of BS. How has your week been so far?
My week was okay. I was sick the whole week. But other than that, I'm cool. I went to school today. Everybody thought I died, but they, you know.
Everybody thought you died.
This morning I walked in, my friend ran up and, like, jumped on me. And she was, like, hugging me. And she's like, I missed you. I was like, I missed you, too. So.
Funny.
Anyways, how was your week?
It was busy and relaxing at the same time. I'm trying to get caught up on writing my book. So
I wish that book would hurry up to be finished. I just want to read it.
It'll be finished probably in 2017, I'm hoping.
That is so long.
It's not too long if you think about it. I mean,
it seems like a long time. All right. Well, I think that's all. I think we announced everything, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, I think that'll do it. So.
All right, cool. Talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our shortened version of the GH recap of this week. As you probably heard, and I'll just go over it again for those of you who frankly weren't listening. okay, we have on the 14th we have the a lovely and talented a singer-songwriter, Miss Fia Lynn, joining us. And the 17th is obviously another GH recap if we fill up to it, which I'm pretty sure we will. And the 21st, we have the mother-daughter duo of the two Steel Girls who were contestants on season 6 of The Voice, and all these times are 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And the 24th is another a GH recap, and then the 28th we've got a national singer-songwriter and recording artist Megan Golden joining us. And that will wrap up the month of April. And I'm working on something for a May 5th, which just happens to be Cinco de Mayo. So we may or may not have a Cinco de Mayo party on that day, depending. And as usual, if anything changes with any recaps or anything like that, y'all can always follow me on Twitter for the latest show updates, cancellations, et cetera, et cetera. That. Weekdays with Murph. That's WKDYS with Murph. MURPH. So, and there I will. I'm pretty swift with my a Twitter game, actually. I will tweet if there's a show coming up. I will start tweeting it at least a week prior to the guest coming on to try to drum up publicity for it. And of course, to get some of the guest fans involved, because frankly, the more callers on the show, the better. The more fun the show actually is, especially when a fans of these guests get to call in and talk to their favorite stars. I just love that interaction. I mean, the fan interaction with these guests. I bring the fans on and just let them roll. I mean, I just love it. And it's always, to me, it's always eye-opening how incredibly sweet these fans are. And the guests, too. I mean, it's always incredibly eye-opening to me. So I think with that, you've heard all the announcements. You've heard who all's coming up next for the show. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.